One of the world's most wonderful delicacies is ice cream. The smooth, creamy texture of the dessert melts on one's tongue, providing their taste buds with ultimate satisfaction. With such a large plethora of flavor combinations, it is almost certain that anyone can enjoy such a divine treat. Unlike many other desserts, ice cream is applicable to any situation. You're happy? Enjoy some cold, refreshing ice cream. You're sad? Crawl under a blanket with a large tub of Ben & Jerry's to help heal your saddened heart. The temperature outside is warm? Indulge in a large ice cream cone with multiple scoops to make the heat wave pass by much quicker than it otherwise would. And even when it's colder, ice cream has a way of still being satisfactory. My personal favorite is any McConnell's flavor based out of Santa Barbara, California. Some of their best works include their chocolate-covered strawberries flavor, their peppermint stick flavor, and their double peanut butter chip flavor. What makes these flavors so much more exceptional than all the rest is the way that the chocolate chips add the perfect amount of crunchy to the flavor. Not too big of a chip, not too small. The chunks of chocolate add a spice of life to the flavor without overpowering the taste buds and averting the attention away from the flavor itself. Choosing a flavor that is right for you can be challenging. Deciding between a chocolate or vanilla base, whether you want fruity, savory, or sweet, or deciding if more bold flavors, such as sherbet, are your cup of tea, can be time-consuming. But, whatever you decide, do not fear that you have chosen wrong, because I guarantee that you and ice cream will soon be reunited in the near future. Consider ice cream to be the eighth wonder of the world, and therefore, to honor and preserve its majesty, one must avoid at all costs confusing it with frozen yogurt. While froyo, as the kids call it these days, is quite yummy as well, it does not compare in any way to the luxury of ice cream. Confusing froyo with ice cream, therefore, would be downright insulting to all ice cream indulgers. With ice cream, there is no self-serve, because one still marvels at being handed a sugar cone with a perfectly scooped scoop of ice cream placed right on top. It is more fashionable that way, more sensible. I hope that by listening to this analysis of ice cream from the perspective of me, Sarah Levy, that you treat yourself to a scoop. As you can see, it is always an appropriate time for one to eat such a delicious food, and if someone tells you otherwise, then they are outright wrong. Ice cream is, always has been, and always will be, one of the large contributing factors into one's happiness, and it is always important to be happy. Now, go have a lick of an ice cream cone or swirl some whipped cream on top to create yourself a homemade sundae. And never forget that as I scream, you scream, and we all scream for ice cream.